Today, I'm sharing one of the most remarkable stories in history of resilience, endurance, and determination. It is so incredible, so much so that you are going to think parts of this are fiction, but I assure you it is not. This true story teaches us how we can develop greater grit and strength in not only our personal lives, but our family lives as well. I can't wait to share this courageous story with you so you'll find ways to discover more courage in your personal voyages and create greater fulfillment in your life. Hey parents, welcome to Fulfillment Therapy. Do you want to raise your kids better and have a stronger marriage? Are you up late at night researching marriage and parenting tools and self-care tips? Do you start each day hoping for deeper connections and less chaos, but it ends with family arguments and going 12 different directions again? My name's Kendra, wife, mom, therapist, and growth enthusiast. It wasn't until I discovered how to fulfill my unmet needs that I was finally able to show up as my best self, as a spouse and parent. I realized that by meeting my needs, I could more fully meet the needs of my family with more energy and less resentment. In this podcast, I teach parents skills like boundary setting, prioritizing personal needs, communication, and claiming ownership. Just like my clients, you'll be shocked by the improvement in your marriage, parenting, and personal life when you focus on fulfilling your important unmet needs. Ready to prioritize yourself so you can quit mentally throat-punching people? Then grab those earbuds and head outside, and let's rock and talk. Welcome back, my friends. I am so eager to talk about this episode today. I have taken this massive dive into historical documentaries lately, and I recently watched a documentary about this story again. And a few years ago, I read a book about this event, and I was just blown away yet again by the strength of the people involved in this story. When I watched these things and I read this account, I felt like I did when I learned about Viktor Frankl or Nelson Mandela or Louis Zamperini, Corrie Ten Boom, and many more like that. I love learning from these resilient giants because I figure if I can learn enough, then maybe I can start to become a little more like them. I really believe that's true, and I know that as you learn these things today, you'll remember these stories when things become hard for you, and you'll learn to adopt these attributes that they did. Have I built up the intrigue enough? Because I'm really excited and I already know what the story is about. Really quickly, before we jump in, just a reminder to go to fulfillmenttherapy.org to sign up for our Costa Rican personal growth and adventure retreat, as well as our one-on-one coaching. All the details are on fulfillmenttherapy.org, and all of that information is in the show notes. So you can access our chat to ask questions about those things before you purchase anything. Or you can use those show notes to find us in all the places like Instagram and Facebook and the rest. So access that if you have any questions or you want to get notes of this episode and share them with other people. Because I promise you, the things that I share, you will want to relate to others. All right, enough of the cliffhangers. Let's jump in to what I want to share today. I want to talk to you about grit and resilience and how when we develop those things, we create greater fulfillment in our life. So sometimes when we're faced with adversity, there are people out there that go beyond survival and they become these beacons of resilience and strength and that enduring spirit. I love the way that sounds, that enduring spirit. Well, today we're going to explore the incredible story of Ernest Shackleton. You might remember the name, but not all of you might remember the story. Well, this happened in the early 1900s, from 1914 to 1917. This is when Ernest Shackleton set out to make the first land crossing of Antarctica. And I'm going to tell you some details to understand like why that is crazy hard. But I just want to say that this voyage did not go as planned. And even though it did not, it becomes the greatest survival story. As I tell you any stories, remember to apply it to yourself. And as we do so, we're going to learn how to dig deep in our own Arctic crossings and develop that iron strength that all of us want. Okay, like I said, Sir Ernest Shackleton had a crew of 27 people and apparently a stowaway, which I did not know about, for this transantarctic expedition. About 5 months into their voyage, their ship, aptly named the Endurance, became trapped in ice, which ended up causing them to be stranded. I like what one of the crew members said. His name was Thomas Ordelies. Anyway, he said, they were frozen like an almond in the middle of a chocolate bar. Like there was no moving. And they knew that this was bad news. What I liked about the story is Shackleton, they said he did not rage at all or show outwardly the slightest sign of disappointment. He told us simply and calmly that we must winter in the pack, which is the ice, and explained its dangers and possibilities. He never lost his optimism and prepared for winter. My friends, unless you've read the book or watched these documentaries, I don't think you understand how intense an Antarctic winter is, let alone an Antarctic summer. This is not simple. These are terrible conditions. Not to mention, in the early 1900s, they did not have optimal winter gear. They had things like cotton and wool, which wasn't anywhere near as warm as they needed it to be for prolonged time in an unsheltered Arctic region. So their crew faced these extreme conditions from freezing temperatures and hunger constantly. So the crew faced these extreme conditions, and they were with these freezing temperatures and that constant threat of starvation because there was very little food. They'd been within a day of sailing from their landing place, but there's nothing that they could do except for wait out the winter, because earlier they'd tried to hike back to land off of the ice, and they only got 7.5 miles in 7 days. So they knew there was no hope for this. Can you imagine that? It wasn't just smooth ice that they were walking about, but this was like really treacherous and often really broken up with huge boulders, and they had sleds and dogs, and they also tied these ropes around their waist and were carrying their boats with them, their little lifeboats, so that once they got to open sea, they would be able to get off the ice. These were terrible conditions. Their lifeboats weren't just plastic or rubber. Their lifeboats were huge and wooden and cumbersome. Can you imagine? I actually looked this up because I was like, well, how cold was it? Apparently, the climate of Antarctica is the coldest on Earth. I did not know that. It's also the driest and the windiest. So the average temperature is somewhere between negative 71 degrees Fahrenheit, and then it can get up to about 14 degrees Fahrenheit. But can you imagine? On the documentary, it said even 100 degrees below zero. I cannot imagine surviving the winter without shelter in that kind of environment. So they'd been stranded for 497 days. Shackleton took 5 others with him, and this is the part that reminds me of Louis Zamperini and Unbroken. At this point, he recognizes that the only way they're going to get help is by taking their little tiny lifeboat on these treacherous seas and sailing to a whaling station on South Georgia Island. My friends, this was more than 800 miles away, and they have a tiny lifeboat and very little food, and it is freezing. I think there should be a new vocabulary word, not just freezing. We're talking about anywhere from 0 degrees to probably 100 degrees below zero. This seems impossible. And yet, I cannot believe it, but they did it. I read the accounts of what they said it was like. It was insane. It was these huge swells where they would just be going straight up and straight down, and they did this for like 16 days. Again, incredibly freezing temperatures, bailing out water the whole time, covered in water. I don't even know how this is possible. And then when they finally landed, because of those waves, they ended up on the opposite side of the island. So at that point, these poor people, again, like the movie Unbroken and the book, Louis Zamperini, once they got there, wet, without food, all of these things, very little supplies, they had to climb over mountains and slide down glaciers that everyone considered impassable in order to get to that whaling station. I love the story of when they walked in and how they responded to them. Like, they could not believe that they were who they said they were. It was just impossible to their minds. Even hearing about it, it sounds made up. And not only then, but their voyage is still not over. Shackleton would not leave his crew behind. He had 22 left 800 miles away, and he was desperate to get back to them. It took Shackleton numerous tries, and by the third ship, he finally succeeded. But it took him 128 days since his team of five left his crew. I cannot imagine how excruciating that must have been for him, how many sleepless nights he must have experienced because of the kind of leader that he was. There's incredible accounts. I'll put some in the show notes. But that must have been excruciating. Now, when they arrived and finally reached the crew, it had been 20 months since they had set out for Antarctica. But every one of the Endurance crew was alive and safe. So almost 500 days of this, these insurmountable challenges, both Shackleton and his crew, they exemplified incredible resilience that led to the miraculous rescue of every single crew member. This really is, especially when you know all the details, one of the greatest survival stories in history. I just think it is so beautiful, and I haven't even told you half of the things about this story. I think it's interesting that Sir Ernest Shackleton's family motto is this: through endurance, we conquer, which is why he named the ship Endurance. It's just such a perfect name for what they experienced. Afterwards, Shackleton said, "We had seen God in his splendors, heard the text that nature renders. We had reached the naked soul of man." Oh, just can you imagine 500 days in those conditions, digging that deep to survive and not losing one of your crew? Just picture yourself in that crew, facing those harsh Antarctic conditions. They went way beyond sheer physical strength and mental resilience, and largely because of Shackleton's inspiring leadership, as well as their connection and even that interdependence, they were able to get through unimaginable challenges. That determination and those remarkable feats of endurance became legendary, and they are still talked about. Obviously, I'm talking about it right now with such awe and admiration. Viktor Frankl, who is a survivor of the Holocaust, said, "The last of human freedoms, the ability to choose one's attitude in a given set of circumstances." Now, that comes from someone that experienced massive challenges in his life, just like Shackleton and his crew did. And then Aaron Ralston, he's the one that had to amputate his own arm when he was climbing, remember? He said, "I chose to fight, not just for survival, but for a more fulfilling life beyond the ordeal." A more fulfilling life. That's what I am all about. That's why I'm talking about this today. Do you want a more fulfilling life? Are you willing to learn from these people to understand how they were able to dig that deep? As they did so, they developed grit and tenacity. And that's what we can have. So if you don't know what grit is the persistent determination and resilience to pursue long-term goals despite obstacles and setbacks. I'm pretty sure Shackleton's crew all qualifies for that definition of grit. Angela Duckworth coined that term, and she said it another way. Grit is passion and perseverance for very long-term goals. Grit is having stamina. Do you think after about 500 days in temperatures that were up to 100 degrees below zero would qualify as having stamina? I think so. All right, let's talk about fulfillment a little bit more. Fulfillment through adversity, especially. Enduring challenges can lead to personal growth and that sense of fulfillment. It reminds me of a story of one of my very first clients that I had while I was still in school, my counseling client. And she talked about her own health challenges and the health challenges of multiple children that she had. And they were life-threatening and they were incurable. And it was heart-wrenching to hear her story. And as she was telling me her story, she did not see it as remarkable or unusual or any of those things. Like, she was an angel in my eyes, and I couldn't convey in words like how much I respected her. But I often think about her and that inner strength that she developed through her challenges. How do we become our higher self? We can do that by facing challenges that will refine our character and bring out our higher self throughout those experiences. Abigail Adams said, "It's not in the still calm of life that great characters are formed." So you might have a lot of calm in your life right now. I would say just enjoy it while you can, but recognize that true character is formed in the storms of life and those crazy frozen voyages. Napoleon Hill said, "Strength and growth come only through continuous effort and struggle." Are you showing that continuous effort in your struggles? Are you developing your strength and your grit? Are you trusting in the process that's going to mold you into the person that you were meant to be? So let's apply Shackleton's journey to modern challenges. How can we apply this to ourselves and our family? When we embrace challenges, we develop grit, and we can create that personal fulfillment. As we navigate these challenges, we can let Shackleton's story inspire us to dig deeper and to endure and emerge not just surviving, but thriving and fulfilling our true potential. My friends, I hope you remember Shackleton's journey and the resilience and the grit and the fulfillment that was created through that experience. Now, it's very unlikely that we're going to have voyages in conditions like they did. And yet, we all have our own frozen voyages to face. I encourage you to reflect on your challenges and how you can develop greater resilience and growth. Remember, within our own expeditions of adversity lies the forge of our greater selves. Remember that quote that I've mentioned before that I love that says, "Through the fiercest fires, the finest steel is forged." My friends, embrace challenges. Cultivate that resilience. And in this way, you'll have a life of enduring fulfillment. You are made for greater things, and you are being molded. So when that adversity comes, have faith that you have the strength to endure. You'll be given strength greater than your own if you plead for it, if you ask for it. I pray that you will find that inner strength as you face your own frozen frontiers, my friends. May you be inspired by Shackleton's journey as well as others and become who you were meant to become. Take care, my beautiful friends. Hey friends, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, chances are someone else would too. Would you take 30 seconds to share this with a friend who's looking for greater family fulfillment? And while you're sharing, tell me what you think about the show by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. It refuels me when I hear this podcast is helping you. No matter what your house or your hair looks like, I'll meet you back here every Monday and Thursday morning for more episodes. Until then.